going to do a different study today, but it kind of begins the way the last one ends. We're waiting on a trumpet. Turn in your Bibles to the book of Numbers, the 10th chapter. Presently in the reign of grace, it's going to end with a trumpet. Not just any trumpet, it's a trump of God. Reign of grace, you're talking about the Lord's day. The reign of grace has an end. Numbers chapter 10 and verse 1, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, make thee two trumpets of silver, of a whole piece shalt thou make them, that thou mayest use them for the calling of the assembly and for the journeying of the camps. And when they shall blow with them, all the assembly shall assemble themselves to thee at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And if they blow but with one trumpet, then the princes which are the heads of the thousands of Israel shall gather themselves together, and gather themselves unto thee, excuse me. When ye blow an alarm, then the camps that lie on the east part shall go forward. Skip on down, verse 8. And the sons of Aaron, the priests, shall blow with the trumpets, and they shall be to you for an ordinance forever throughout your generations. And if you go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresseth you, then ye shall blow an alarm with the trumpets, and ye shall be remembered before the Lord your God, and ye shall be saved from your enemies. Also in the day of your gladness, and the day of your solemn days, and in your solemn days, and in the beginnings of your months, ye shall blow with the trumpets over your burnt offerings, and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, that they may be to you for a memorial throughout before your God. I am the Lord your God. Around this time of year, which is the reason I chose this study, the Feast of Trumpets, the blowing of the trumpets, sometime between our month, September and October, mid to late September, the Jewish feast of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Teruah. We noticed over there in Hebrews chapter 12, it spoke about blowing of trumpets also. Israel was listening for the trumpet, and we are presently. Notice this trumpet was to be made from a whole piece. Now, if you read the context, this was a long time, a year, I believe, after the giving of the law. There was a trumpet that was blown there, mentioned in Exodus chapter 19, that was not of these two trumpets, is the reason I stated that. That was a trump of God. It's the same one that Moses was quaking about. He'd spoke with God face to face at the burning bush, and part of God's glory had been revealed unto him, but nothing scared him like this did. It tells, as we read there, what the trumpet was for. We're waiting for the sound of a trumpet, which, as I said, will end this reign of grace. And it's going to be, some say, wake the dead. That'd be a good illustration. In the book of, well, see what the Bible has to say about the day of the Lord, the blowing of the trumpets. There in the book of Isaiah, the 13th chapter. Isaiah chapter 13 and verse 13. This sounds like what we read in Hebrews. Therefore I will shake the heavens, and the earth shall remove out of her place in the wrath of the Lord of hosts, and in the day of his fierce anger. Chapter 18, verse 3. All ye inhabitants of the world, notice it said the world, not just Israel. All ye inhabitants of the world, the dwellers on earth, see ye when he lifteth up an ensign on the mountains, and when he bloweth a trumpet. One trumpet, not the two. Chapter 27. This is what we're listening for. And it's coming. Verse 13, and it shall come to pass in that day that the great trumpet shall be blown, and they shall come which were ready to perish in the land of Assyria. Now you think about ready to perish. Look at all the trouble going on over there presently. This is very fitting. The outcasts of the land of Egypt shall worship in the Lord in his holy mount Jerusalem. He shall gather them. Last half of verse 12, shall be gathered one by one, O ye children of Israel. A lot of amazing things is going to happen. Can Israel worship him in his holy mount? No, because they rejected him. But they're going to go back and try to reinstitute the Old Testament method of worship. And again, we know from the book of Ezekiel, the 46th chapter, they will, and as well as Zechariah, I believe the 10th chapter, all nations shall come up to worship those that come against Jerusalem. It's pretty common knowledge that the Jews have been going back to their homeland since 1948. And we're waiting for a trumpet. We see a lot of things moving in the same direction. What's the Feast of Trumpets anyway? Leviticus chapter 23. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 23. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, now, the Jews' calendar is different than ours. Seventh month, theirs equals our September, roughly. In the first day of the month, ye shall have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, and holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein, but ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, also on the tenth day, now this tenth day was the great day of atonement. There shall be a day of atonement. It shall be a holy convocation unto you, and you shall afflict your souls and offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord. And you shall do no work in the same day, for it is a day of atonement, to make an atonement for you before the Lord your God. And whatsoever soul it be that shall not be afflicted in the same day, he shall be cut off from among his people. And whatsoever soul it be that doeth any work in the same day, that soul will I destroy from among his people. Ye shall do no manner of work, it shall be a statute for you throughout your generations and all your dwellings. And it shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest, and ye shall afflict your souls in the ninth day of the month at even. From even to even you shall celebrate your Sabbath. That is when the high priest went in with blood once a year. And I've used this illustration before. What could the people do when he went in to offer the blood? It's out of their hands. They could afflict their souls, they could pray. But it all come down to, did God accept that offering? And of course, Christ, one offering, Isaiah 53 tells us about it. He was pleased. Beginning of the seventh month, one might call the sabbatical month, there would be three feasts. Speaks about a memorial where God remember his people. Zechariah chapter 10, alluded to this earlier, Zechariah 10 and verse 8. And I will hiss for them and gather them, for I have redeemed them, and they shall increase and shall be increased. Tells down in verse 10 at the bottom of the paragraph, place shall not be found for them. They're going to have more people than they have land. It's not that way presently. That's a dry, barren heap. Lots of vacated places over there. They shall remember him. They've forgotten him. They rejected Christ, the Messiah. But this is all by God's all-wise design. Over in the book of Romans, the 11th chapter, verse 1 and 2. I say then, hath God cast away his people? Oh, there's people that like to tell you that he has. But it's, I can assure you, as long as there's a sun and a moon, he has not. Hath God cast away his people? God forbid, for I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Wot ye not that the scripture saith of Elias, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed thy prophets and digged down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men which have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. God has his people even today. Verse 7, what then? Israel hath not obtained that which it seeketh for. Thought it had a monopoly on salvation. But the election have obtained it, and the rest were blinded. That's tough talk. That's the way God works. All things after the counsel of his own will. Verse 25, for I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles come in. There's a time limit, of course, known only to God. Time of grace. The Jewish tradition teaches that God judges all creatures during this 10 days between the Feast of Trumpets and the Great Day of Atonement. And he decides who will live and who will die the next year. And he inscribes the righteous names in the Book of Life, condemning the unrighteous, making it a time of repentance and prayer. In 1965, Sandy Koufax, best pitcher ever in baseball, refused to pitch in the World Series because it came during this time. The Jews, according to tradition, want to make sure that if they've offended anybody, all's forgiven. They afflict their souls. Now, I did not say I agreed with that. That's Jewish tradition. Matter of fact, Job 14 tells us he hath appointed our days. We read in the Psalms, and he appointed our days from before the foundation of the world. Psalms chapter 68 and verse 20. He that is our God is the God of salvation, and to God the Lord belong the issues from death. Revelation chapter 17 verse 8. The beast that thou sawest was and is not and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. God wrote that book from before the foundation of the world. It's another topic. Isaiah chapter 59 verse 1. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. Always remember that. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, and your tongue hath muttered perverseness. None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanities and speak lies and conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. Sounds exactly like present day, does it not? Isaiah 65:25, they shall not hurt it nor destroy in my holy mountain, saith the Lord. Ezekiel 16. We're looking at the blowing of the trumpets, what we're listening for presently, and we can see from what we looked at, it's very nigh. Then shalt thou remember thy ways and be ashamed when thou shalt receive thy sisters, thine elder and thy younger, and I will give them to thee for daughters, but not by thy covenant. You see, they make a covenant with death and hell. It's over in the book of Isaiah, the 28th chapter. God disannuls it. But it says in verse 62, I will establish my covenant with thee, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord, not that man of sin, that thou mayest remember and be confounded, and never open thy mouth any more because of thy shame, when I am pacified toward thee, for all that thou hast done, saith the Lord. Times of the Gentiles going on, the Jews are out of favor with God. The 70 weeks, the clock's not ticking. It's going to change. There are many passages in Scripture that show us that Israel's in a backslidden and state of apostasy. Isaiah 49:15. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee in the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. Thy children shall make haste out of Troas, and they that made thee waste shall go forth of thee. Now turn over the book of Philippians, the second chapter. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9. And we looked last week at Christ having the preeminence in all things. Philippians 2:9, wherefore God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, things in heaven and things on earth and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. When do you think this is going to happen? Well, for the believer, it happens when the Holy Spirit works in him. We repent and believe. We bow the knee toward the Almighty, the only Savior of sinners. Over in the Gospel of Matthew, the 25th chapter, good place for this to take place. I guess in one sense we could say it takes place many places. Matthew 25:31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. Sounds like a good time for it. This is a time of God's wrath upon the ungodly. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1 through 3. 1 Thessalonians 5, 1. But of the times and of the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. Comes and only gets jewels. He doesn't come in and get a cup of water. He looks for things valuable. thief in the night. Verse 3, for when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. It's not when times get bad like they are right now. It's when they start saying, we got it all under control. Things are good. That's when it's going to happen. One would think that of all that's befallen the Jews, they'd stop and say, man, why has all this stuff come upon us? What have we done wrong? All the terrorism that's going on is basically because the Muslims hate the Jews. But this is all God's plan. The day of the blowing of trumpets signaled, as far as the national Israel, the end of the summer toil, the heat, the work, the cultivating, the harvesting. It signaled the end of the hot weather. The barns were full. The labor was ended. Had a lot of goods stashed away. Month of feast time lay ahead. There was to be no work that day. It was a good time. It's to be a Sabbath of solemn rest. Over in Psalms chapter 81. 81 verse 1. Sing aloud unto the Lord our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon in the time appointed for our solemn feast day. Trumpets involved heavily. Well, as I started, and as the theme of this whole lesson has been, it's all about a trumpet. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 52, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. A lot of good things happen. But for some, quite the contrary. We have heard no trumpet sounding like this trumpet. We don't know what it will be like, only the fact that it scared Moses. We certainly would fare no differently. This is the seventh month, Revelation chapter 10, verse 7, has some things to say about trumpets, as does chapter 4. But in Revelation chapter 10, verse 7, but in the day of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants of prophets. Always keep in mind, the trump that we're talking about, is it the trump of God or the trump of angels? Big difference in the two. Over in chapter 8, verse 1, and when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of a half an hour, and I saw seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. Now, the big thing about the trumpets is the authority to blow the trumpet. You must always keep that in mind. Some of those get into mid-trib, all kinds of ideas, because they're listening for the trump of an angel, not the trump of God. The last trump is the trump of God, where the Lord comes as a thief in the night. We could figure a lot of things if we knew, if we had something to figure with. Over in the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, verse 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. If we were looking for the Antichrist, would that be any comfort? I don't think so. Of course, we know the Thessalonians begins speaking about chapter 1 and verse 9, for they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how that ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus. That's comforting, which delivered us, perfect tense, delivered us from the wrath to come. There, back to Leviticus chapter 23. This is a type, or I guess you could say the rapture can be seen in this, because there was a harvest, and then there was gleanings in that ecosystem of Israel. I'm in the wrong chapter. I'm not in Leviticus. Leviticus 23. Verse 22. And when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not make clean riddance of the corners of thy field when thou reapest. Neither shalt thou gather any gleaning of thy harvest, and thou shalt leave them unto the poor and to the stranger. I am the Lord your God. Now they couldn't look back. That looking back has been an evil that caused him a lot of trouble, caused us all a lot of trouble. They couldn't look back when they harvested their fields. But here we see it's type of the rapture. There's a harvest, then there's gleanings. Many people die during the Great Tribulation, gleanings, sealing their faith with their own blood. If we look at all that's going on, things are not getting better. The seven churches ends with the church at Laodicea, which is miserable, naked, blind. The Feast of the Trumpets came on the first day of the month when the moon was small and dark, and there was two watchmen who were appointed. As I said, there has to be authority to blow that trumpet. Ezekiel chapter 33. Passage that many Baptist messages have used for a text. Ezekiel 33:1. Again the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say to them, when I bring a sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast and set him for their watchman. Now, he did not say this was necessarily Israel. A land. The people take a man, set him up as a watchman. When he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people. Then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning. His blood shall be upon him, but he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. O thou son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. See, God makes a great difference there. Therefore thou shalt hear the word from my mouth and warn them from me. The authority to blow the trumpet is a serious matter. Like I said, it's the darkest before dawn. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 37, Hebrews 10:37. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. That day is appointed by the Father. He's going to come as a thief in the night, but he's not going to tarry. This is a time of judgment over in the Matthew chapter 24. For those of us who look for the Lord that's appearing to take us away, be a great time. For the wicked, it's going to be a terrible time. Matthew 24 and 29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. Then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. Why are they mourning? We're not. Judgment's coming. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. He shall send his angels with a great sound of the trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to another. What will this trumpet sound like? The trumpet is going to be blown. Over in the Gospel of John, the 12th chapter, Christ saying, Father, glorify thy name, verse 28. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. And the people, therefore, that stood by and heard it, said that it thundered. Others said, an angel spake unto him. Some hear it may not have any effect upon them, but it's going to have effect upon the Lord's sheep. And if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men to me. That's a very fitting passage there. As said, there must be authority. Presently, we're not under law. We're under grace. At the blowing of that trumpet, the 70th week commences. The man of sin sets up his the kingdom of Antichrist. We shall go to be forever with the Lord. That's all I have on the Feast of Trumpets.